请弟兄姊妹们把圣经仍然是翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, please continue to turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
我们继续在这一章圣经里边读一段的话。
We will continue to read the place of scripture from this chapter.
从二十四节开始。
Starting from verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们。
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and filled up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道传的全备。这道就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面所运用的大能，尽心竭力。
Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
第二章接上去，我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
Chapter 2. For I would that you know what great comfort I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding.To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。我说这话，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。我身子虽与你们相离，心却与你们同在。见你们寻亏刀举，信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。
In who?Are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man shall beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joining and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
圣经我们就读到这里。
We will read the scripture up to here.
我们感谢神。
We do thank God.
他的眼目一直是注视着他所买赎的教会。
His eyes have always focused on the church he has redeemed.
他也借着住在教会里边的圣灵，也就是住在圣徒们里边的圣灵，在那里引导神的儿女行在神的心意里。
And also by the Holy Spirit that dwells in church, which dwells in among the saints, continue to guide him according to his will.
什么时候教会在神的面前活得对，活得准确，圣灵的扶持在那里就非常明显的显出恩典的工作。
Whenever his children are living in the right condition before him, then the help of the Holy Spirit manifests its work.
真的教会在神的面前走迷了，神的灵也在那里显明那个光景，给人受一点的光照而转回。
So whenever his church goes astray before him, then his Holy Spirit also enlightens his children to lead his children to return unto him.
哥罗西的教会在当时来说是走迷了。
So the church of Colossae back then, at that time, did go astray.
他们在信心里迷糊了。
They were confused in their faith.
在盼望里头失落了。
And they were lost in their hope.
那因为他们所寻找的方向和目标都错了。
Because their direction and goal that they were seeking were wrong.
起初他们在基督里承受了神各样的祝福。
At first, they received all the riches and blessings in Christ.
但是当他们走迷的时候，起初所有的喜乐、盼望好像都不再看见了。
But when they were gone astray, all of the joy and hope in Christ were gone.
那神就借着保罗在那个时候把神的心意向上他们来打开。
So God through Paul has opened up his will to them.
非常明确的给他们再一次去温习。
Very clearly once again revealed for them.
神的道路只有基督。
That God's way is only in Christ.
基督是神在人中间做工的唯一的方法。
Christ is the only way that God works among men.
因此，神要领神所买赎的众人，从主以外的一切人事物转回过来，单单去看这一位神的爱子。
Therefore, God would like to take the people He has redeemed to turn around from returning from looking apart from Christ into fix their eyes upon Him again.
为什么只能是神的爱子呢？
Why is it the only begotten
beloved Son of God? 常常碰到有人说，你们所相信的甚好，但是你们太狭隘了，太狭窄了。
Usually we hear people say that it's true that whom you believe is good, but you are so narrow-minded.
为什么只有你们所相信的主耶稣行，其他的都不行？
Why is it only the Lord Jesus Christ that you believe can do this, and others cannot do it?
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
他上人显明为什么只有他的儿子行，别的不行。
He has revealed to people that why only his only son can do it, but not others.
因为只有神的儿子是那一位创造的主。
Because only the Son of God is the creator.
没有神的儿子就没有这个物质的宇宙。
Without the Son of God, there's no such universe.
这一位神的儿子也是一位救赎的主。
And the Son of God is also the Savior.
因为借着他死而复活的事情，把人从罪和死里边挽回过来。
For by his resurrection from the dead, that he is able to redeem people from death.
并且挽回到一个地步。
And restore to the point.
要让他们在神的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
So they can become holy, blameless, and also unreprovable before God.
那因此，我们就很清楚地宣告说，只有基督。
Therefore, clearly we declare that.Jesus only.
唯独基督。
Only in Christ.
在基督以外，没有路把人带回神的家里。
Apart from Christ, there is no other person able to bring children back to God's home.
除了基督，没有人能把我们带到与圣徒同国的那一个事实里。
Apart from Christ, nobody else is able to bring us into the kingdom together with the saints.
我们感谢赞美主。
We give thanks and praise unto him.
因为他把他的自己是这样 无条件的赏给我们。
For he has without any other condition that he unconditionally he has given himself to us.
只要我们在信心里面接受他。
So we only receive him by faith.
马上他就把我们带进信望爱的 那个实际属灵的实际的里头。
Immediately he will bring us into the spiritual reality of.
所以保罗在那里交通到基督是唯一到神面前去的路的时候。
So when Paul shared that Christ is the only way to go to God,
他就很明确在那里提醒哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们。
So clearly he has reminded the brothers and sisters.
让他们信心要坚固在基督耶稣里。
So their faith should be grounded and rooted in Christ Jesus.
那我们接上去要看到保罗继续往前的交通。
Then now we will continue to see Paul sharing.
啊，他说出为什么一定要把我们的信心坚定在基督耶稣里。
Then he talks about why our faith should definitely be grounded and rooted in Christ.
啊，他从他自己个人的经历来说出来。
He talks about it from his own experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到保罗在那里就说到他的服事了。
So now Paul talks about his ministry.
他没有从大马士的路上来说起。
He did not start from the way of Damascus.
但是当他一说到他在神面前的服事的时候，
But as soon as he mentioned about the ministry,
认识保罗的人都知道保罗的历史。
Those who knew him know his history.
他是原来怎么一个的人？
Knew what kind of person he was before.
他如何在神的面前站在神的对立面？
How he was against God.
啊，他怎样来反对跟随主的人
？How he was against those who follow God.
后来神又怎样让他遇见神
？And then later, God, how God let him meet God.
神又怎样的把他差遣到外邦来服侍神
？And how God sent him to the Gentile nation.
他没有再提这些他的自己的事情。
He did not mention something about himself like those.
但是当保罗一提到他的服事的时候，
But as soon as when Paul mentioned about his
ministry, 每一个认识保罗的人都知道。
Every person who knew Paul knew that.
连我们今天没有亲自见过保罗面的人都知道。
Even us who had never seen Paul knew about this.
他在神面前的那一个转变的经历是那么的，用人的话来讲是那么的戏剧化。
How dramatic was that experience that he changed, turned onto God?
但是那却是一个事实。
But that was a fact.
那为什么神保罗能有这样大的转变？
How could Paul have such a big change?
在神的启示的里头，保罗认识了。
Because in God's revelation, Paul understood.
基督是神唯一做工的方法。
Christ is the only way that God will work.
基督也是神唯一做工的目的。
And Christ is the only purpose that God does.
那因此他里面看到了这一位基督是站在神永远的旨意里面这样的一个地位。
Because in Paul's heart, he realized that how this Christ.
所以在他的服事的里面，他从抵挡神的人转变成为一个。我毫无保留把自己摆上去的人。
So in his ministry that he had turned from someone who was against God into someone without holding anything back.
所以保罗一面在那里劝勉哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们要在信心里边坚定不移，不要离开基督所福音所带给他们的那一个指望。
So on the one hand, Paul encouraged brothers and sisters in the church of Colossae.Saying that they should be rooted in faith and do not be depart from the gospel of Christ.
同时他也说到他自己是如何的摆上在神这一个旨意的里边来服侍。
And he also mentioned how he served according to God's will.
保罗没有在这里数算他为主受了多少的苦。
Paul did not try to number how much he suffered for Lord here.
他也没有提到他在为了服侍主他付上了多少的心思时间精力和他所有能的和他所能的一切。
And he also did not mention for him to serve God how much time and effort he had paid.
但他只是提到一个事实。
He had only mentioned one fact.
一个什么的事实呢？
What fact was it?
弟兄姊妹，你再留意那一句话。
And brothers and sisters, please pay attention to the word.
就是二十四节开头的那这样说。
That's starting from verse 24.
说现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you.
这句话就叫我们感觉奇怪了。
So we feel strange about it.
明明在你们眼中看来，我受了好多的苦。
I have suffered much in your eyes.
哥罗西的弟兄姊妹也知道，保罗写这一封信给他的时候，保罗是在监狱里边的。
And brothers and sisters in Colossae knew that when Paul wrote this letter, he was in prison.
并且也不是一天两天在监狱里了，也已经有了相当的日子。
And also, it was not just one or two days being in prison; it had been quite a number of days.
弟兄姊妹都晓得保罗的书信里边有几封信称为监狱的书信。
And brothers and sisters know that among Paul's letters, there are a few of them called imprisonment letters.
那就是以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西。
Those are the book of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
再加上腓立门。
And Philemon.
那弟兄姊妹，这是这四卷书，保罗都是在监狱里边写的。
And Paul had written those four books in the jail.
一个给囚在监狱里边的人。
For someone being in prison.
按照一般人来说，能喜乐得来吗？
Would for someone who's in prison, would that be joyful for the person?
最近台湾不是在闹了一个好大的一个案件的调查吗？
In Taiwan, now they are going over this great case.
在报纸上就看见压了几个人。
And on the news, they know someone has been jailed.
那么这几个人原来在社会上都有头有脸的。
And those are kind of people who have status in society.
但是报纸上那里的描写就是说，哎呀，他们被压的当天，那天晚上吃不下饭。
But the news.Say that the day that they are being in prison, they could not even eat.
睡不着觉。
And they could not speak.
恐怕这种光景不可能是一天两天的。
And probably this kind of condition should not be just only one or
two days. 那在一般人的感觉的里边。
So in someone's feeling,
in general, 你下到监里边，你还有什么可喜乐的事情呢？
How it could be joyful if one's being in prison?
但是保罗在这里点出一个事实。
But Paul here pointing out a fact.
他说我为着你们受苦，这个受苦就是因着传福音给他们，所以给下到监里。
Here says that Paul said, my sufferings for you is because he has preached gospel to them, so he is in prison.
保罗说，虽然在外面人看来我是受苦，但是我确实觉得非常的喜乐。
Paul says that although outwardly speaking, people think he's suffering, but he felt so joyful.
有什么事情可以喜乐呢？
What is there to feel joy about?
在那种环境里面，你能喜乐得来吗？
How could someone be joyful in such conditions?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
保罗是很喜乐的，在那里接受这个环境。
Very joyfully, Paul has accepted such circumstances.
并且在他接受这个环境的里头，他里头也有一个看见。
And also, as he accepts such circumstances, he also had a seeing in.
这个看见是非常的宝贵的。
And such seeing is.
宝贵的是在什么地方呢
？How precious is that?
我现在受这样的遭遇。
I encounter such circumstances.
人来看，我在那里传耶稣。
From people's eyes that I'm preaching Christ.
但是实际里面呢，我看见我是因着让主耶稣要做而没有做成的事情，我在那里不上。
But in reality is that I'm filling up what the Lord has would like to do but hasn't completed.
我能站在这样的一个位置来补满基督患难的缺欠。
I'm able to stand in such position to fill up what is behind of the affliction of Christ.
我当然喜乐了。
Of course I'm joyful.
因为基督就是神的旨意。
Because Christ is the God's will.
神旨意的最高点就是基督。
And the highest point of God's will is Christ.
我就是为着这样的一件事情，如今接受这样的光景。
For such issue's sake, so I have accepted such circumstances.
这一种的 将光景的结果却是叫基督的患难得以补满。
And the result of this condition is that it's a, I'm able to fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ.
我就觉得喜乐了。
So I'm very joyful.
如果从字句上面所给我们所了解的那种情况，我们实在不了解。
We truly cannot understand if we just look at the words.
怎么可能你能在那里那种环境的当中你能喜乐的出来？
How is it possible that you can be joyful under such kind of circumstance?
但是在保罗 这实际的经历里，
But in Paul's real experience,
不但是在保罗个人的经历里，
Not only in Paul's own experience,
就是在有保罗同样的看见的神的儿女们，他们如果落在同样的光景里面，他们也同样的是那样的喜乐。
And for those children who truly see the same thing as Paul had seen, if they fall in such same condition as Paul, they also felt joyful.
因为在他们里面，他们看到一件事情。
Because in them they have seen one thing.
基督的患难有缺短缺的地方，神却用着我们来补满了。
There is something lacking of the affliction of Christ, but God has used us to fulfill it.
这一件事情我们要稍微多说一些话了。
And for this matter, we should talk, share more upon it.
我弟兄姊妹可以放心，我今天晚上不会那么长期。
But brothers and sisters, I will not take as long as last night.
我尽量把它浓缩来和弟兄姊妹们说。
I try to condense it to share with brothers and sisters.
那我们要留意。
We have to pay attention.
保罗在这里说这一件事的时候，他怎么说呢？
What does Paul say when he mentions about this issue?
他说：“我现在为你们受苦。”
He said, "Now my suffering."
乃是要在我的身上去补满基督患难的缺欠。
Is to fill up what is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh.
啊，那这个补满基督，在我肉身上要补满基督的缺欠，究竟是一件什么事情呢？
So what is this thing that to fill up which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh?
他就说了，是为着教会。
He said it's for church.
为着教基督的身体。
That is for the body of Christ.
为了基督的身体的长成。
For the growing up of the body of Christ.
好让那位做头的基督可以完全的显出。
So the head, the Christ can be fully manifested.
我就把我自己摆在这一个祭坛上面了。
Therefore, I have put myself on the altar.
我把我自己摆上去，乃是为着基督要做而没有做成的那个部分，可以借着我来去完成。
I have offered myself up because so that what God would like to accomplish but which hasn't can be accomplished through me.
当然不是只有保罗一个人 是这样。
Of course, not just Paul, this only person.
如果能有保罗从那时候的看见的神的儿女们都同在这样的光景底下。
For those who saw the same thing as Paul, for those children of God also were under the same
condition. 所以我们首先要来解决什么叫做基督的患难有需要补满的地方。
So first of all, we need to see where is the place that the affliction of Christ shall be filled up.
但是保罗在这里说得很清楚。
And Paul here said clearly.
不是基督救赎的工作没有做完。
It's not the redemption work of Christ hasn't been finished.
也不是基督为我们打开通天的路还留下一点点没有完成。
Not that Christ hasn't finished the way as he opened up the way to heaven.
完全不是那一个部分。
It's not that at all.
如果说到我们人和神中间的那个关系。
If talking about our relationship.
所有的阻挡基督已经做完了那一个清除的工作。
Christ has already removed all the obstacles which his work is already done.
因着基督所做的。
For what Christ
我们和神中间的那一个交通的道路完全是通畅的。
The way of fellowship between us and God, there's no obstacles.
我们和神这个正常的关系是没有一点瑕疵在哪里的。
And there's no blemish of the relationship between us and God.
像希伯来书那里所说到的。
Just like the book of Hebrews mentions.
而我们向着凭着基督耶稣的血。
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
可以坦然无惧的来到神的宝座前，施恩宝座前。
We can come to the throne of grace of God boldly and without any fear.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到希伯来书这句话的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we read this verse from the book of Hebrews,
我们觉得那是理所当然的了。我们现在到神的面前去，我们是神的儿子，我们当然不恐惧战惊。
We take it for granted that, of course, right now we are the sons of God, so therefore when we come before God, we are without fear and boldly.
我们当然是坦然无惧的。
Of course, we are boldly and without fear.
弟兄姊妹，你注意，保罗当时写这个话的时候，是写在希伯来书上。
But brothers and sisters, please pay attention that when Paul wrote this, it was in the book of Hebrews.
那希伯来人，他们是守律法的一批人。
Hebrews are those who kept laws.
他们知道人到神面前去有很多规矩的。
They knew that for men to go before God, there were a lot of different
regulations. 因为在律法的底下，人是根本不可能到神面前去的。
Because it was impossible for men to go before God under the law.
连到神面前这个资格都没有。
And they had not even the qualification to go before God.
给人一个怜悯。
But God has been merciful
to men. 让他们推派一个代表到神面前去。
So they are able to send a representative before God.
那谁做这个代表呢？
So who was the representative?
大祭司。
The high priest.
在律法的底下。
Under the law.
大祭司一年可以有一次来到施恩宝座前。
For once a year, high priest was able to come before the throne of grace.
那就是进入至圣所了。
So he entered into the holiest of holies.
啊，这个是按人来看，这是一个真的是顶高的荣誉啊。
So according to man, it's the highest honor.
整个以色列只有一个人可以一年一次直接来到神的面前。
Among the whole nation of Israel, there was only one man once a year able to come before God.
其他的人都不可以。
Nobody else could.
啊，那大祭司真的是荣耀，真的是有光彩。
So the high priest truly was so glorious and honorable.
是，在外面看来，那真是很光彩。
True, he was really honorable.
但是大祭司本人呢？
But how about the high priest himself?
他不一定觉得那个很光彩。
He probably did not think it was really honorable.
为什么呢？
Why was it?
因为要进入至圣所，有许多的限制，或者说有许多的条件。
Because there were a lot of restrictions or qualifications needed to be met to enter into the holy
place. 如果那许多的条件当中的一个条件没有完成的话，
Among all the qualifications, if one of them was not met,
那大祭司就能进去就不能出来了。
Then the high priest could go in but could not come out.
啊，因为他不完全满足那些条件的要求，他进到神的面前就是冒犯了神的自己。
Because if he could not fulfill all the qualifications for him to go before God,
他就立刻就给击杀在神的面前了。
Then he actually offend God, and he will be killed right before God.
那所以在旧约里边，大祭司虽然有这样的一个说是荣幸吧，一年一次进到神的面前。
So in the Old Testament time, although the high priest has such honor,
他是恐惧战惊的站进去的。
Actually, he went in with fear and trembling.
他生怕我一点的疏忽，我就进去了，就出不来了。
He truly was afraid that if with a little bit of did something wrong, then he could not come out.
用西征弟兄的话来说，他就执着进去，就横着出来了。
From what Brother Christian usually says, that he goes in.Straight, but he comes out horizontally.
那是什么一回事啊？
So what happened?
弟兄姊妹，当我们回到律法上面去看的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as now we return to the law, 你看到大祭司
进会幕的时候，
You see when the high priest entered into tabernacle, first of all,
他必须要带着血。
He had to go with blood.
但是这个大概他不会忘记。
And this he should not forget.
因为在那里宰了那个祭牲的血，就必须要带进至圣所。
Because after killing the sacrifice animal, he shall bring it to the holy of holies. This he probably could not forget.
第二,
Secondly,
他必须要带着香炉。
He shall bring the incense.
并且那个香炉的香要点燃了。
The incense that shall be burned.
他进到会幕的时候，从香炉里面出来的那些香，要弥漫着在至圣所的里头。
So all the smoke coming out from the incense shall be filled within the holy of holies.
那这个他大概就要有点小心了。
So this he shall be careful.
带那个香炉进去没问题。
It's okay to bring the
香炉。
那个香炉。
The thing that burns incense.
这个大概他也不会忘记。
And this he shall not forget.
但是你要叫那是香弥漫在那个至圣所里头，你就不要不断的要摇摆着那个香炉的链子了。
But in order for the smoke of the incense to be filled within the Holy of Holies, he shall always try to shake the chain that's underneath this vessel.
就像弟兄姊妹，如果你有的时候跑去东正教教堂来看他们的那些弥撒的时候啊，那个所谓祭司进来就拿着那个香炉在那里摇摇摆摆的，你说为什么要摇摇摆摆？你就晓得那个来源在哪里了。
So if sometimes you go into the Greek Orthodox place, then you see that those priests were kind of shaking this vessel holding the incense, then you know why that is.
那个这个是第二件他们要小心的。
That's the second thing they shall be careful of.
第三件要小心的。
For the third thing they shall be careful.
进去至圣所。
As he enter into the Holy of Holies. 用
人晓得祭司要穿上整套的那个大祭司的那个衣裳呢。
You know that the high priest shall wear this garment for the high priest.
那大祭司的那个衣裳呢？最外面的那一个叫做外袍啊。
For the outermost is called the robe, the outer garment.
外袍的底边上面是装着好些个铃铛的。
And there are a lot of little bells at the end of the outer garment.
那他进去至圣所的时候，那个铃铛一定要响。
So as he entered the Holy of Holies, the bell shall ring.
如果那个铃铛不响的话，
if the bell did not make any sound,
很成问题的。
Then there would be the problem.
神命记上的话说，他立刻就给击杀在神的面前。
In the book of Deuteronomy says that he shall be smitten before God.
你说要进去的时候，要叫那个衣裳那煞摆要摆动，摆动到一个地步，那个铃铛要响。
So the trim of the garment shall shake to the point that those bells would make sound.
那走路的姿态啊，就是很应该很有讲究了。
So the way he walks should be very careful.
我不知道当时大祭司他们走进去该是怎么走。
I do not know how the high priest shall walk.
肯定不能很自然的走。
Must be could not he could not walk very naturally.
因为你自然的走，那个服那个外袍的那个底边就不会摆动的太多。
If he walk naturally, then this outer garment shall not shake much.
那个煞摆不摆动，那个铃铛就不响。
And if the end does not move much, then the bell shall not
make sound. 铃铛响，那你那个步就要哗大的走。
So in order to make the bells to have sound, then you shall walk with big steps.
是不是像中国的那个戏剧上面的那些王公大臣那样跨个大步的砰砰砰那样走的，这个我不知道。
I'm not sure if it would be like those who are walking like kings in the Chinese opera.
但是无论如何，他们进会幕的时候，他是整个人都很不自然，不是平常的动作了。
But as he entered to the Holy of Holies, his whole person shall not just act naturally as he normally would do.
那这些要求呢？如果有一样不及格的话，
and all of those requirements, if he could not meet one of
them, 他就出不来，
and he could not come out.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
希伯来书那里就说过一件事情。
And the book of Hebrews
mentioned one thing. 我们凭着基督的血，
by the blood of Christ,
我们是坦然无惧的进入至圣所。
We can enter into the holies of holies.
没有任何威胁的进入至圣所。
Without any threatening.
直接的来到施恩宝座前。
Directly come to the
throne. 里面是很安息的。
And we're full of peace inside.
外面也是满了神丰富的围绕的。
And outwardly we're being surrounded by His riches.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神的儿子所完成的救恩。给我们所带来的那一份拯救恩里面的祝福是那样的安稳，是那样的稳固的。
How assured and how steadfast is the salvation that God's Son has brought to us.
那么基督所完成的救恩还有什么缺陷呢？
So why is there lacking of the salvation that Christ has already accomplished?
应该是没有什么缺陷了。
There should not be any lacking anymore.
我们是很安然地来到神的面前。
And we come to God with peace.
并且神面前的那一个位置称作施恩座。
And the throne is called the throne of grace before God.
原来我们到神面前是碰到一个审判的宝座的。
At first, actually, we should see this throne of judgment before God. 现在
基督所流的血，我们是来到施恩座的面前。
But now for the blood was shed by Christ, so now we can come before the throne of grace.
你到了施恩座的面前，你非要承受恩典不可。
When you come to a throne of grace, you must receive grace.
不然那个就不叫施恩座。
Otherwise, that's not called a throne of grace.
你能来到施恩座的面前，你就不能不承受神的祝福。
If you are able to come before the throne of grace, you cannot but must receive the blessing of God.
那神儿子所做成的还有什么缺陷呢？
So what else is there lacking for what the Son of God had done?
感谢神。
Thank God.
保罗说得很清楚。
Paul has said clearly.
不是基督的患难有缺陷。
It's not that the affliction of Christ is lacking.
不是基督所做成的那个救赎的工作有缺陷。
It's not that what the work of salvation that Christ has done is lacking.
也不是基督所做的那个救赎的果效有缺陷。
And it's also not the fruit of the salvation of Christ is lacking.
而是基督所做成的那个救赎的事实，那个结果还没有完成。
Is that the fact and the result of the salvation of Christ hasn't been accomplished yet.
是那个结果没有完成。
It's the result that haven't been accomplished.
所以你注意保罗是在说什么呢？
So you see what Paul says?
不是因为基督在十字架流血还流的还不够，现在我保罗要补一点流血的事情让他补满。
It's not that what the blood that Christ has shed on the cross is still not enough. So now I have to do, now Paul have to do something to fulfill this lacking.
完全不是基督的工作不完满。
It's definitely not the work of Christ is not accomplished.
他在那里清楚地说。
Here he said clearly.
是为了教会。
It's for a church.
是为了教会。
It's for the church.
叫基督的患难得以补满。
So the affliction of Christ is able to be filled.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到，这里不是说基督的那一个救赎的工作有任何的缺陷。
So brothers and sisters, you see that it doesn't say that the work of salvation of Christ is lacking.
很明显的是说到基督那个救赎的那个结果还没有完成。
It clearly says that it's the result of the salvation of Christ hasn't been finished yet.
那救赎的结果是什么呢？
So what is the result of the salvation of Christ?
我们感谢主。
We thank Lord.
救赎的结果就我们到基督面前来的人都蒙了拯救。
The result of the salvation is that for us to come to Christ have been saved.
啊，但是我们一个一个的蒙拯救的人来到神的面前。
But for each one of us who are being saved,
那是不是就说基督那个拯救的目的就达到了呢？
Does it mean that the purpose for Christ's salvation has already accomplished?
神给人的那个挽回的恩典就完成了呢？
So the grace that God has for restoration of man has it been finished?
我十分盼望神借着他的灵把我们里面的眼睛打得更张得开，张得更大的，更大的张开。
I truly hope that by God's Spirit, He can open up our inner eyes.
能看见神那个救赎的旨意，不仅仅是停留在我们一个一个人得着拯救。
Can truly see that the will of God's salvation is not just that each one of us will be saved.
而是把我们这是一个一个的人带到神的面前去。完全的满足神造人的目的。
Is that bring each one of us individuals to come before God to fulfill the purpose of God's creation of man?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说我们蒙恩的这个事情，
So brothers and sisters, as we talk about,
不是叫我们只看见我们脱离罪和死。
Not just for us to see that we're being delivered from death and sin.
并且要继续的看见，神叫我们脱离罪和死，要把我们带回起初神造人的目的。
But it's for us to see that for God to deliver us from sin and death is to bring us back to the original purpose of how God created man.
那起初神造人的目的是什么呢？
So what is the original purpose for God to create man?
我相信我们弟兄姊妹们都领会的。
I believe brothers and sisters already understood.
一个是要叫我们成为神荣耀的发表。
Why is that so we can become God's glorious manifestation?
一个是让神的权柄可以借着我们通行在地上。
And the other is that so God's authority can be on earth through us.
我们读创世纪第一章就读出这样的一个事实来。
We can read this fact out from the Genesis chapter 1.
当我们在读那个主教导门徒怎样去祷告的时候，你也碰到这个要求。
And also as we see how Lord teach his disciples to pray, we see this requirement.
都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be exalted.
愿你的国降临。
And may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
这里头这三句话。
Those three verses.
不就是神起初造人的那个目的再次显出来吗？
Isn't that the manifestation of God's original will of creating man?
不就是神的荣耀和神的权柄在人的中间显出来吗？
Isn't that the manifestation of God's authority and glory among men?
那一个一个的蒙拯救的人怎么来显明神这样的一件事呢？
So how can each individual being saved to manifest such issue?
如果从一个一个的得救的人来说，那是没有办法来承担这样的事。
If from each individual person being saved, he cannot bear such thing. Because our God is so great.
太荣耀了,
so glorious.
太丰富了,
so rich.
我们一个一个的人能盛装下来的，只是神这样的荣耀丰富无限的里边的点点滴滴。
For us each individual, what we can contain is just a little bit of his glorious and his riches.
我们一个一个的得救的人怎么能显明神这样的荣耀的要求呢？
For each one of us individual being saved, how can we manifest such glorious requirements?
我们必须要留意到。
So brothers and sisters, we shall pay attention.
神借着基督所造成的那个救恩。
For the salvation that God has accomplished through Christ.
那一个目的乃是要让 神的儿子得着一个完整的教会。The
purpose is that so the Son of God is able to receive a complete church.
这个在以弗所书的里头就给我们看得很清楚。And
we can see this very clearly from Book of Ephesians.
是只有教会这样的一个属灵的团体才能承接神那个荣耀和丰富。
Only the church, such spiritual group, is able to receive God's glory and rich fullness.
所以在以弗所书里面就说到，教会是基督的身体，让他来承接神那个充满万有所充满的。
So in the book of Ephesians, it talks about the church is the body of Christ. So only the church can receive that what God has filled and all in all.
但是到了以弗所书第五章的时候,
until we see chapter 5 of Ephesians,
你就看到一件圣灵借着保罗就说了一句非常明白的话。
So the Holy Spirit used Paul to say something very clear.
你只要注意，你就知道是什么一回事的。If
you just pay attention, then you understand.
那我们常常会要问问这一件事的。Oftentimes
you shall question about it.
基督为什么舍己？
Why did Christ give up himself?
如果不是在以弗所书五章的里边，神的话照明我们。
If God's words did not enlighten us in chapter 5 of book Ephesians.
我们一定会用诗歌上面的有一句话，那个当然完全是站在救恩这个事实里边来说的话。
we might use something from the hymn which is completely standing on the point of view of salvation.
那是基督舍身是为我。
That is that Christ gave up himself for me.
我想弟兄姊妹都唱过这个诗歌了，所以很自然你也要，你会把这个意念放在我们的心思里了。
Probably brother sister has seen this hymn, so you have this concept in your mind.
但弟兄姊妹你必须记住，那个是说到我们接受救恩的这一件事情来看基督的受死是为我。
But brothers and sisters, please remember that it's from the point of view that we receive the salvation of Christ, that he gave up himself is for me.
你再唱另外一首诗歌，为我，为我，他为我舍。
But if you sing another hymn that he died for me,
又是为我。
Again for me.
感谢主，他的确是在拯救这一方面来说是为着我。
Thank the Lord that truly from regarding this redemption that he is
for me.
But our question is that the purpose for Christ to give up himself.
为我,
for me is the function of how Christ gave up himself. And now the question is the purpose of Christ gave himself up.
那基督舍己的目的，你就不能说用为我来回答了。
Then we cannot answer the purpose of Christ gave up himself with the answer of for me.
那究竟基督舍己的目的在哪里？
So what exactly is the purpose that Christ gave himself up?
以弗所书就说得很明白的。The
book of Ephesians said clearly.
我刚才说是以弗所说了很明白的话，就是指着这个事情来说的。
I mentioned that the book of Ephesians says something very clearly is about this fact.
那是在以弗所书第五章里啊。
That's in the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
基督爱教会,
Christ loved the church.
为教会舍去了自己,
gave himself up for the church.
弟兄姊妹看到了,
then you can see.
基督舍己的那个目的在那里说明出来了。
So it's declared the purpose of Christ gave himself up.
基督舍己的目的乃是为着。
The purpose for Christ gave himself up
for the church.
God would like to gain a church for his son.
基督舍己的目的就是为着要造成这一个教会。
The purpose for Christ to give himself is to build up this church.
现在弟兄姊妹很清楚了。
So now, brothers and sisters,
当我们的主钉死在十字架上,
when our Lord was crucified on the cross, buried in the tomb, resurrected after 3 days, the work of redemption is complete.
埋葬和复活，你就蒙恩得救了。
So man got saved by grace by his death, burial, and resurrection.
借着基督这个死而复活的事情，你接受过来的时候，神没有办法不拯救你的。
Through the fact that Christ has resurrected from the dead, as soon as you receive accepted, then God cannot but save you.
神必定拯救你，也必须拯救你。
God definitely will save you, and He must save you.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们一个一个人蒙拯救的时候，
but brothers and sisters, as each one of us,
神要得着教会的那个目的还没有完成。
But the purpose for God to gain the church hasn't been finished.
教会的完成是在一个进行的过程里头。
It's not a continuous process for the completion of church.
这个就不是基督亲自来做的了。 So
this does not be done by Christ himself.
而神就把基督所做成的那个救恩的事实就托付给信主的人。
God has entrusted the fact that Christ has accomplished salvation unto those who believe him.
然后让接受托付的人来继续 把这个救赎的那一个果效在地上来扩张。
So those who received entrustment can continue to expand the result of the fruit of the salvation.
扩张到一个地步, 叫教会完全的给建造完成。
To expand to the point so the church can be completely being built up.
那保罗在这里就是说这件事情。
So that is what Paul says.
基督要做的那个部分, 基督已经做完了。
For the work that Christ has to do, he has already accomplished.
但是基督所做的那个目的还没有完成。
But the purpose for Christ's work hasn't been finished.
这个剩下的部分基督就托付了给我们这些信主的人。
Therefore, the unfinished part that Christ has already entrusted
to us. 就很清楚地说到他是从神那里接受这个托付的。
So when Paul testified for this, he clearly said that he has received such entrustment from God.
他接受了这个托付，他就完全把自己摆上去。
As he has accepted such entrustment, he completely offered himself up.
如果我们要算保罗，因着传福音，为着做主的见证，所经历的许许多多的难处。
If we would like to number all the sufferings and difficulties of Paul as he for the sake of gospel,
我们真的不知道怎样来给他。
We truly do not know how to conclude this.
因为你从哥林多后书看到保罗在那里稍微列举了一些他所经过的。
Because from the second book of Corinthians, that Paul has listed what he had been through.
在使徒行传里边也记录了一些保罗所经历的事情，没有留在哥林多前后书里的。
And also in the book of Acts, also mentioned something that Paul once had experienced, which was not recorded in the second book of Corinthians. And after the first book of Corinthians and the book of Acts, Paul continued to experience all difficulties.
我们真的不知道怎么来给保罗来算算这一笔账。
We truly do not know how to number those for Paul.
但是弟兄们，你光是从哥林后已经看见保罗所经过的很不简单了。But
brothers and sisters, you already see that from 2 Corinthians, what Paul went through was not easy at all.
你就会说了，保罗怎么可以承担这么一些哦？
Then you ask, how could Paul accept such an entrustment? But we thank our Lord. Paul was able to bear what was recorded in
2 Corinthians.
And also what he had experienced in the jails in Rome, all the difficulties.
但是保罗说，我感觉喜乐。
But Paul said, I feel joyful.
因为神用着我来补满基督患难的缺钱。
Because God has used me to fill up what is behind of the affliction of Christ.
那所以我就觉得，没有什么事情可以叫我忧愁。
So there, I feel that there's nothing that can make me sorrowful.
因为我整个的生活、工作的遭遇，完完全全是为着显明这一位基督和他的所作。
Because all of the circumstances I encounter in my life and my work is to manifest who the Christ is and what His work is.
那么我们从保罗的这个，从抵挡神，转移到现在。 为主完全的摆上。
So we see from Paul turning from someone against God until now.
从这一个转变的里边，你就看到一件事情。
So from this change, we see one thing.
用人现在的话来讲，保罗那个价值观就来了一个180度的转变。
That Paul's value has completely changed 180 degrees.
他整个生存的价值。
His life value,
或者说他生存的意义,
or the meanings of his life,
就是为着基督,
is for Christ.
只有为着基督,
only for Christ,
我的生存, 我的生活, 我的工作, 才有意义,
so my existence, my life, and my work will be meaningful,
才有价值,
and will be valuable.
那这是保罗把他自己摆在哥罗西人的面前。
So that's how Paul put himself before the Colossians. And the Colossians also know that's the condition of Paul. If they have a little bit of awakening inside, they will ask, how could Paul do such thing like this? Then of course, very naturally, they will be brought to a point that
因为他真正的认识基督，是把人引到神面前去的路。
Because he truly understands that Christ is the only way that will bring man to God.
把人带回神丰富的路,
the only way that to bring man back to the fullness of God. But the problem is here.
人的思想会跑得很快的,
man's thoughts actually go really quickly.
保罗是犹太人, 以色列人,
Paul is a Jew, an Israelite.
啊, 那是神的选民,
he's the select of God.
那哥罗西呢?
So how about Colossians?
哥罗西是外邦的地方,
Colossians were Gentiles.
那哥罗西人就是外邦人了,
and the Colossians were Gentiles.
啊, 人的心思就会这样说了,
so man will think this way.
你是犹太人, 当然你是有优先了,
you are a Jew, so of course you have the priority.
我们是外邦人, 那怎么知道神对我们外邦人 也像对你们犹太人一样的给你们绝对的优待呢?
So as we are the Gentiles, how do we know that for God to us Gentiles, God also gave us such priority as He, as God has towards Jews?
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
你留意圣灵在这里, 用着保罗说话的时候,
you pay attention as the Holy Spirit
used Paul. 老早就已把人的那种心思里头的愚昧 完全的堵住了,
it has already stopped all the foolishness of man's mind.
在前面所说过的就是,
what mentioned previously was, the gospel was for the world,
不是局限给选民的,
not just limited to the God's elect.
犹太人也好, 不是犹太人也好, 都是在这个福音的涵盖的范围里头的,
whether Jews or non-Jews were all covered, included in this gospel.
现在保罗呢,
so Paul more clearly mentioned the fact.
他说,
he said, for the sake of gospel, I do rejoice that I feel that what is behind the affliction of Christ in my flesh.
赐给我的那一个执事来为上着你们来服侍,
so according to the dispensation of God, then I serve unto you.
怎么服侍呢?
How do I minister?
要把神的道做一个完整的传扬,
to preach God's words completely.
那怎么把这个道做一个完全的传扬?
So how can I preach the word of God completely?
那就跟这个道是怎么一回事有关联的,
so it has to do with what the word is.
保罗在这里就说出了,
Paul has mentioned
这一个道,
this word
不是现在才有的,
not just have it now,
也不是 主耶稣基督钉十字架的那个时候开始有的,
and not only began from the time that Lord Jesus was crucified.
那既然不是在主耶稣钉十字架那个时候就有, 那从什么时候有的?
And if not began from the time Lord Jesus was crucified, for so when was it began?
那人很自然就会想起,
so man automatically would think,
大概是在神传律法给摩西的时候神做这个安排吧,
probably it was being arranged when God preached law to Moses.
如果是一个犹太人, 他会这样想,
if someone was a Jew, he would think this way.
但是神的话在这里给我们看到, 完全都赶不上神的心意,
but God's words let us see here, it falls short of his will.
那神的道是什么时候定规的呢?
So when was the word of God being set?
他说这个道是历史历代以来所隐藏的一个秘密,
which he said was the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations.
它是一个秘密,
it's a mystery.
但是那个秘密的内容呢,
but the content of the mystery,
虽然在过去的年日是隐藏的,
although it was hidden from the past ages,
但是如今就给我们看见了,
but now made manifested to us.
看见什么呢?
What do we see?
看见神这个秘密, 不是单单为着犹太人,
and we see this mystery of God is not only for the Jews.
所以一下就指着那个不是律法的问题,
therefore immediately it points out to, it's not about the issue of law.
也不是为着外邦人的。
And also not for Gentiles.
那是为着犹太人和外邦人都合在一起的。
It's for the Jews and the Gentiles to be put together.
但是站在当时从律法转来神恩典的这个日子的里面，人总是有一个错觉，犹太人是神的选民，我们不是犹太人，神对我们有差别的对待。
But when the time the period that turned from law into his day of time of grace, then usually the Gentiles have this concept that the Jews are the elect of God and Gentiles are not.
保罗在这里说没有这回事。
And Paul said it's not at all.
因为这个是神的一个秘密。
Because it's a mystery of God.
神这个秘密在万世以前。
Then this mystery of God has been.
在历史历代以前。
Even before the ages,
神已经定规了。
God has already
appointed.
But God did not manifest.
好像这个秘密隐藏在那里。
As if this mystery was hidden.
虽然没有发表出来。
Although not being manifested.
但是确实有一个事实在那里。
But the fact was there.
但到了现在呢？
So now,
这个秘密打开了。
And this mystery is opened up.
一打开的时候，
as soon as it's open,
人就可以看见了。
The man is able to see.
神这一个荣耀的恩典。
This glorious grace of God.
神借着基督所完成的这一个救赎。
And the fact of salvation that God has accomplished
by Christ,
not only the Jews can receive grace before God, and also the Gentiles receive grace before God.
所以这主的话就这样说,
so the Lord's word said,
如今神显明了,
now it's made manifest.
神愿意叫他们知道这一个奥秘，就是这一个秘密，在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我先说一些字句。
I will just talk about in words.
成了有荣耀的盼望，顶好弟兄姊妹们，你不怕把你的圣经弄花的话，你涂掉那个有字。中文圣经。
In Chinese Bible, hopefully you can remove the word have as the hope of glory.
你涂掉了那个有字，你再念下去，你感觉不一样。事实上，的确是两回事。
If you read it after you remove the word 有, then as you read it,then you understand it's totally two different issues.
神叫外邦人在基督里头。
God led the Gentiles in Christ.
基督就成了他们荣耀的盼望。
Christ become their hope of glory.
不是有荣耀的盼望。
It's not they have the hope of glory.
有荣耀的盼望不等于完全的基督。
To have the hope of glory does not equal to Christ.
现在是完全的基督作为他们的盼望。
That is the complete Christ become their hope of glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就回到第一章上面的话了。他们丢掉了盼望，为什么？他们丢掉了基督，当然丢掉了盼望。
So as you return to chapter 1, why did they lose their hope? Because they have lost Christ, therefore they lost the hope.
现在我们要弄清楚的就是。
So now we shall understand more is.
这个秘密在历史里头来隐藏，你怎么知道？
How do you know this mystery? Since this mystery was hidden from the ages, then how do you know?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers, sisters,
如果我们要注意这一件事，
If we would like to pay attention to this,
你就留意神在历史历代以来所做的事情。
Then you will pay attention to the work that God has done from ages and from generations.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意，我不说小事，我说大事。
So brothers, sisters, if you pay attention to big issues that happen.
我说大事的话，头一件事，我请弟兄姊妹留意那个方舟那段历史。
So the big thing, the first thing I would like brothers, sisters to pay attention is the ark.
神叫挪亚预备方舟。
God wanted Noah to prepare ark.
你说神说明明是为了他一家八口的。
So God clearly says for his family of eight people.
那弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意到？
So, but have you paid attention?
除了挪亚一家八口，还有些什么？
What else were there besides the family of eight of Noah?
还有许多其他的动物。
Oh, still some other animals.
洁净的不洁净的都在其中。
Whether clean or unclean were there?
如果我们照着我们的想法，不洁净就不要它让它进来。
If according to our own thinking, those animals not clean,
留下那些洁净就可以。
Shall be left out. Only those clean shall be coming.
洁净不洁净的动物都进来。
But then you see that both clean and unclean also
came. 我们还要注意的。
And we also have to see.
当年全家动员也不过是八个人。
For all the, his family were just 8 people.
造一个那么大的方舟。
To build such a big ark.
用当时的那些那么简陋的工具。
With such simple tools from back then.
要做多少时候才做到？
How long did it take for them to build it?
我们不知道，有人说100年，我也不知道那100年怎么弄出来。有人说200年，我也不知道是怎么弄出来。反正一个很长的时间，这个是可以肯定的。
We did not know how many years. It should be very long.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神要用方造方舟那么长久的一个时间，来叫挪亚做这个一件那么吃力又不讨好的事情？
Brothers, sisters, why did God would like Noah to use such a long time to build the ark, which actually took up a lot of effort, but nobody appreciated it? The Bible did not mention it.
但是我们可以留意得到。
But we could pay attention.
在整个方舟建造的过程的里头。
During the process of the ark was being built up.
神就在那里向那个时代的人发出了一个信号。
Then God gave a warning sign to the people in generation. In that generation, that God will judge the earth.
神用方舟来拯救挪亚的一家。
God will use the ark to save the family of Noah.
如果那时候有人心里边有点苏醒的话，
if back then someone was awakening inside,
那我也要进方舟。
Then they would say that I also want to enter the ark.
挪亚会不会让他进呢？
Then would Noah let him enter?
那就要挪亚去问神。
Then Noah would ask God.
那我相信神说，这个人可以给他进。
I believe God would say this person is okay to enter.
但是可惜的就没有一个人有这样的一个看见。
Unfortunately, nobody has seen this.
所以只有挪亚一家八口。
So only the 8 people from family of Noah.
那从方舟那个事情你可以看到的，神在那里要给人一个拯救，那个拯救的门是打开的。
So from this building of the ark, we can see that God would like to save people.
你愿意进去就可以进去。
The door is open. If you are willing, you can enter.
那个时候还没有犹太人。
And at that time, there were no
Jews.
No Jews, and Abraham was not even born yet. And then even if Abraham was born, then Jacob was not there. So there was no difference between the Gentiles and Jews. So brothers and sisters, you can see it clearly. Another big issue. When you read the Pentateuch,
你留意到神，以色列人出埃及是因着杀逾越节的羔羊。
For the Israelites to be exiled Egypt was because of the Paschal lamb.
那么杀逾越节的羔羊，那么是羔羊的血把他们带出埃及。
To kill the Passover lamb was by the blood of the lamb that brought them out of Egypt. So, brother, sister, you know.
那一个晚上，灭命的使者巡行埃及的时候。
So that night, when the angel was going to kill,
他地上所有投生的。
When the angel was searching around Egypt, he killed all the firstborn.
那击杀哪一些人的投生的呢？
So whose firstborn the angel killed?
屋子那个门上面没有血的记号的那个里边的投生就给击杀。
The firstborn who lived inside the house whose doorpost did not have the lamb, the blood of the lamb.
那如果有一个是长子，他听不是犹太人，但是听到有这样的风声，他就在那个晚上逃到那个犹太人的屋子里面去。会不会因为他是外邦人的长子，他会给杀掉呢？
If a firstborn from a Gentile that he has heard about this and he escaped into the house of a Jew, would it be that because he's a Gentile he got killed?
圣经没有记载这个例子。
The Bible did not mention such history.
但是我们可以想象，如果真有这个事情发生的话，
But we can imagine that if something truly happened like this.
这个进到 犹太人家里边有血的记号房子的人, 他不会被击杀的。
The person who enter into Jew's house which has the blood on the post, he shall not be killed. Because we see clearly.
那个灭命的使者是看血不看人啊。
Because the angel that was going to kill actually recognized the blood, not man. Those with the blood signs. If the firstborn actually hid inside the house that was with the blood, then he could be safe. Whether he's a Jew or Gentile or Egyptian, he would be preserved his life if he was hid in the house with blood.
弟兄姊妹你就看到, 当以色列人离开埃及的时候有许多, 不是犹太人, 以色列人的人, 跟着他们, 称为闲杂人。
So that brothers and sisters see when the Israelites left Egypt, there were some that were non-Israelites followed them, then they were called someone.
那么这些闲杂人里边, 我们不敢保证没有长子。
And those are non-Israelites, we could not guarantee that none of them were not firstborn.
那么这些人当然当时是混在以色列人的当中的。
And for those people, they were mixed in with the Israelites.
再说,
another thing.
当以色列人到了旷野,
when Israelites went to wilderness,
他们头一次在旷野守逾越节,
the first time they kept the Passover in wilderness,
就有好些的外邦人, 他们也说, 我们也愿意守逾越节。
There were some Gentiles also say they would like to keep the Passover.
那他们有没有可能守逾越节呢?
So was it possible that they keep the Passover?
摩西就不敢做主意了。
That Moses could not say.
然后他就到神面前去寻求。
So he went seek before God.
神的有些外邦人说他们也要守逾越节, 你接受不接受?
God, some Gentiles say that they would like to keep Passover. Do you accept that?
神说接受他们。
And God says, okay.
让他们行隔离就可以接受了。
Let them be circumcised, then it should be okay. So, brother, sister, you see,
这是外邦人啊,
those were Gentiles.
逾越节起初好像是只为以色列人啊。
Originally, it seemed that Passover was only for Israel.
以色列, 但, 逾越节的那个果效呢?
But the result of Passover
很清楚的,
was, clearly, you see, it covers all the people.
不是仅仅限于以色列,
not only the Israelites.
说弟兄姊妹这里, 保罗就说了, 这是历代以来所隐藏的那个奥秘。
So here Paul says the mystery which was hidden from ages, from generations.
当然你当时站在以色列在旷野的那个日子, 你就想不清楚了。
So if you were standing at the days where Israelites were in wilderness, you could not think clearly.
逾越节是神拯救我们以色列人的, 怎么可以让外邦人来, 来沾一份呢?
You would think that the Passover was the day that God used to save us Israelites. How could we let Gentiles also be part of it?
也许当时就有犹太人埋怨摩西了, 去什么寻求神, 求问神, 不用问了, 外邦人, 不要了。
Maybe back then there were some Jews complained about Moses. Why did Moses even need to ask God? They were the Gentiles. We don't even need them.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
在神的心里头, 不是只有以色列,
in God's heart, not only the Israelites.
在神的心里面所有的是外邦人。
In God's,
也有, 也包括了外邦人,
in God's heart that also included the Gentiles. Then when you read the book of Jonah, then you see clearly
神要拯救挽回的,
whom God would like to save and restore were not only the Israelites.
当然按照神做工的那个次序, 先是犹太人, 后是希利尼人, 犹太人先在神面前蒙纪念, 这个是 神做工的阶段,
so according to the order of God's work, first Jew and then Greeks. So it was the Jews first being remembered by God.
但是并不是说出神拒绝外邦人,
but it does not mean that God has rejected the Gentiles.
但是感谢赞美我们的主,
and thank and praise our Lord.
在历史里头所隐藏的那个秘密,
the mystery that was hidden in history.
在当时的人没有办法想得透的那个事情,
Back then was something that nobody could understand.
现在圣灵向众圣徒显明了。
Now the Holy Spirit manifested all the things.
说出什么呢？
To say what?
说出神的道是啊、在外邦叫他们知道神的奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
So that it's made known the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
啊，因此不需要去想，基督是犹太人的基督，与我们外邦人没有关系。
Therefore, we do not have to think that Christ is only for Jews, have nothing to do with the Gentiles.
所以我们必须在基督以外去寻找另外的方法，让我们回到神的面前。
So we have to try something outside of Christ to enable ourselves to return to God.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
圣灵在这里说清楚了这一件事。
The Holy Spirit has spoken clearly.
神不单是拯救犹太人，也拯救外邦人。
God not only saved the Jews, but also saved the Gentiles.
那个拯救的结果没有分犹太人或是外邦人。
The result of the salvation does not separate who are the Jews nor Gentiles.
神怎么纪念犹太人，也同样的纪念外邦人。
How God remembered the Jews, so He also remembered Gentiles.
在神的安排里头，基督要成为外邦人心里那个荣耀的盼望。
In God's arrangement that He should let Christ become the hope of glory in Gentiles.
这个荣耀的盼望是一个什么的事实呢？
So what is the fact for this hope of glory?
保罗就说，我现在的服事就是要叫这个基督成为外邦人的荣耀的盼望成为一个事实。
So Paul said, my ministry now is to let the Christ become the hope of glory in Gentiles become a fact.
这个事实是什么呢？
So why is this fact?
是要把隔人。
Okay. So that is to for each person
完完全全的领到神的面前
that bring every man completely perfect before God.
这里所说的个人是特别指着哥罗西教会的众人。
As here mentioned, every man is specially pointing to each person in the church of Colossae.
按照上文和下文，原则上你就看到是指着外邦人。
If we see the previous and later content, we see it clearly is toward the Gentiles.
就是换句话来说，在神的心里面，神把基督作为人的荣耀的盼望这个事情，是完全给愿意寻求得着神的人。
So it also says that in God's heart, for God to make Christ become the hope of glory is to for every man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想该要停在这里。
I think we shall stop here.
虽然在第二章里边有些话还是，但是留到明天再说也可以。
I think although there are still some words I haven't finished in chapter 2.
总的一句话来说。
But to conclude in one sentence,
那就是第二章里边所提到的那一件事情。
That is what's mentioned in chapter 2.
要叫所有愿意寻求神的人要看见一件事情。
To let all of those who would like to seek God to see one thing.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
神所有一切的丰盛都在基督里。
For all the fullness of God dwells in Christ.
人得着基督，就得了神一切的丰盛。
When man have Christ, then he has received all the fullness of God.
那么到了这个地步的时候
，When you come to such point,
我们替保罗下一个结论。
Then we also draw the conclusion for Paul.
保罗没有说的那么绝对，我们现在可以说的那么绝对。
Paul did not say it so absolutely, but now we're able to say absolutely.
我们说绝对不是根据我们自己，是根据保罗整个交通的那个内容。
We say the absolute not according to ourselves, but according to what Paul has shared.
基督是神的奥秘这一句话，就给我们看到，基督是人到神面前去
唯一的道路。
Christ is the mystery of God, so that we can see Christ is the only way for man to go before God.
因此，我们在神的面前要学习更好的去认识基督，而是追求完全的得着基督。
Therefore, we shall learn to know Christ more and also seek that completely gain him.
所以在哥罗西书的里边，第一章、第二章是说到在真理上去认识基督是谁。
So in the first chapter and second chapter of book of Colossians is that we know whom Christ is in truth.
第三章到第四章是说到在实际里怎么去享用基督是我们的一切。
And in chapter 3 and 4 is that in practicality, how do we enjoy that Christ is our everything?
这次我和弟兄姊妹的交通只能停在第二章。
Right now, my sharing with brothers and sisters can only stop in chapter
2. 但是我点出第三、第四章的那个重点，弟兄姊妹们可以直接在圣灵的光照的底下，你能从实际的里头去享用这一位荣耀的基督。
But as I point out the chapter 3 and 4's major themes, so that in the, through the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters can in practicality enjoy, enjoy Christ.
让他真实的是做我们的元首。
So he can truly be our head.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
在你的话的里头，我们真的是没有话说。
Truly, we have no words in your word.
我们越过越承认，不是我们这些人配。
The more we live, the more we admit that it's not us who are worthy.
全是你的怜悯和你的恩待。
It's all your mercy and grace.
我们敬拜赞美我们的父。
We worship and praise our Father.
你把你独生的儿子赏给我们。
You have given us your only begotten Son.
你让我们得着一个归回你的光中的路。
You let us receive the way that we can return to your life.
你给我们一条回家的路。
And you have given us the way to go home.
你更让我们得着一个与圣徒同国的路。
And you have given us the way so we can be partaker of the saints in the kingdom.
你更让我们清楚地看见我们承接你一切的荣耀和丰富的路。
And you have let us clearly see the way that we can receive all your glory.
在你儿子的里边，我们有了你定规的一切。
In your Son, we can receive everything you have appointed.
主，我们再一次说，不是我们会拣选你，也不是我们配拣选你。
Lord, once again, we do say that not that we are worthy to choose you, and not that we chose you.
确实是你先拣选了我们。
It's true that you have chosen us first.
但愿你的拣选吸引我们更好地追求得着你的儿子。
Pray that as you have chosen, that you draw us to know your Son even more.
借着你的儿子，也让我们完全地得着你这一位充满万有的。
Through your Son, so we can completely receive the one who fills all and in all.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
谢谢我们的主，给我们从你的话的里面看到你是这样的恩待我们。
Thank our Lord that through your words you allow us to see how gracious you have been to us.
但愿圣灵在我们里面吸引我们到一个地步，除了基督，我们真的不知道别的。
Pray that the Holy Spirit draw us to the point that apart from Christ we know nothing.
叫荣耀归给你。
May glory be unto you.
叫属天的祝福显明在我们当中。
May all the heavenly blessings be manifested among us.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray and seek among the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.